Millennial Influence, my podcast, 38, Cutting. From beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to today's My Podcast, the place where parents can find help and answers about today's teenagers. Today's topic is cutting, and we're not talking paper dolls. Let's join Darren and Katie for more on this topic now.
So, cutting. Kind of a unique topic, kind of a new topic, something that's really only been happening about the last 10 or 15 years. Kind of a weird topic for most of us who are parents, because we think that's weird and unnatural. Why would you cut yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you accidentally cut yourself shaving. You don't cut yourself on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we navigate that? I mean, what is that all about?
Well, first, let's talk about what cutting is. What are we seeing trending towards? And the first thing I would say is just exactly what it sounds like. Kids take razor blades, scissors, knives, anything that will cut them.
Rocks.
They cut themselves because they want to feel pain.
Sometimes the cuts aren't deep. Sometimes they're deep enough to leave scars. I mean, it basically, cutting in the medical definition is anytime you apply enough force to yourself to draw blood. With an object that's sharp. So, you know, sometimes they seem superficial.
Mm-hmm.
Not superficial.
Sometimes they kind of just look like scratches. Most of the time they're doing this on their arm somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Other times they'll do them on their legs, but most of the time it's somewhere on their arms. And a place that is like a little dangerous. So a place where they might cut a vein, but maybe not.
One thing you need to know about cutting, it is not a suicide attempt. However, students who cut have some pretty deep issues, and those issues may lead them to suicidal thoughts. But when they're cutting, typically they're not trying to commit suicide. They're just trying to find a release of their emotion, a release for their pain. Really what cutting is, and the best way to understand it is that, you know, you remember when you were a kid and you were so overcome and so mad, or maybe this is just my household, but you were just so crazed that all you could do was scream into your pillow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what cutting is.
Yes.
It's a way to basically release those emotions. Now, I will confess to you straight up, I totally don't get that, mainly because I'm allergic to pain. So I don't understand entirely why you would choose that route as opposed to screaming in your pillow or beating up your little brother.
Well, I was going to say, I just heard a song that is in the top 10 in the last few weeks. And one of the main lines in the song is that I like to feel pain so that I can feel something.
Right.
And I think that if you listen to the music, that you will hear this theme of cutting. It's all over the internet. There's a whole lifestyle that goes along with it that the kids call emo. And if you're emo, emotional. If you're emo, then you might cut yourself. And
you might wear a lot of black.
However,
even though
it sounds like just a trendy thing or a fad, it's not. And it needs to be taken seriously.
Very seriously. Because truthfully, what that is, it's an emotional plea for our help, I cannot deal with my life.
Yes.
And it's serious enough that I believe that if you have a student who's cutting, that's a counseling situation. You need to have your kid in with a professional as soon as you can possibly get there. Not because they're suicidal, but because they've got some deep emotional stress in their life that they cannot find any other way to get out. And so you need to find somebody who can help you help them deal with whatever that is that's going on in their lives.
Okay, so Darren, let's talk about the signs of cutting, because I think a lot of parents have no idea that their kids are mm-hmm. cutting because they don't know what to look for, and it's really an unfamiliar ground for our generation.
Right.
So what are the signs that your kid might be cutting?
Well, obviously, if you see marks on their arms, especially cut marks or scratches, that's something to cause concern. Normally you won't see that because kids who cut typically will wear long sleeve shirts to cover that up. So if you live in a place where it's not normal for them to wear a long sleeve shirt and that's all they're wearing, or they're always wearing a jacket, you never see their arms, then and you've seen other traits like maybe they're a little depressive, maybe they're a little uncommunicative, and you never see their arms,
mm-hmm.
then you might want to be nervous.
Right.
If sharp objects in your house have gone missing, you can't find the file, you can't find the razors, you can't find the whatever it is you keep around your house, then, or you find that paraphernalia in and about their room, you might want to be a little nervous about that. a lot of emotional stuff that goes along with cutting. Again, you know, if they're withdrawn, if they're not really communicating.
If there's a major stressor in their life right now.
If you've had huge upheaval in your family, you're going through a divorce, or there's been some abuse trauma somewhere, those can all trigger cutting. I mean, that may not be a sign of cutting, but it may be coming down the line if you know that's been happening in your household. So those are all things you want to keep an eye on. You know, cutting again is very serious. And so when you see those first signs, there's some things that you need to do at home, basically some ground rules you need to set. Number one, you need to confront it directly. I believe you need to say to your student, are you doing this? I don't want you to do this. It can hurt you. And I don't want you to be hurting yourself. And I want to help you find a place where you can talk. Give them basically a way to use their words and use their mouth to indicate their stress, as opposed to hurting themselves to indicate their stress.
Yeah, I was going to say, cutting at its root is essentially trying to control something, control your emotions, control at least the environment of your body. You can control this, and it's yours, and nobody can do anything about it. So by bringing that issue to light and bringing it out there as an open topic of discussion, you have empowered your kid to go beyond self-abuse. They can actually talk this out with you rather than having to try to deal with it on their own and control that part of themselves.
Right. And, you know, as much as we want them to talk to you, and we do, and they need to, you also need to know that you are not enough. And cutting is a serious enough issue that you need a professional involved as well. But in the meantime, there need to be some things that you do in the crisis situation to keep your students safe. It's okay for you to say, number one, you need to make me a promise that you're not ever doing this again. Now, mm-hmm. Can your kid lie about that? They can. Hopefully they won't. You need to ask to see their arms, and it's okay. It may feel like a violation of privacy, and it may be, guess what? They live in your house. So mm-hmm. It's okay to violate their privacy. You need to go through their room, and you need to take out every sharp object they have. Now, does it mean they can't get that somewhere else? Sure, they can get it somewhere else. But as much as it depends on you, you're going to take these measures to do some crisis intervention between the time you discover this is an issue and the time that you get them to some professional counseling.
Okay. I think my kid might be cutting. I am curious about it now because you're talking about it. So how do I approach that with them without just sounding way out there? And what if they tell me that those are just scratches from the dog?
You take that the first time as the truth, and you keep your eyes open. Because if they are just scratches from the dog, those will heal and they won't come back. But if they aren't scratches from the dog, they're going to heal, and you're going to keep seeing them and keep seeing them and keep seeing them. And at some point, you just have to come out and say, even if you sound a little, you know, a little out there, you know what? I'm nervous that you're doing this. And even if you're not doing this, I know you're not talking to me. Mm-hmm. And I know you're not communicating with me. So whether you're cutting or not, there's an issue, and I know that there's an issue, and I want to help you deal with it before it turns into cutting, if it hasn't already.
Yeah, and one of the characteristics about cutting is one of the reasons that you need to go directly to a counselor and do not pass go is because cutting does lead to suicide. It does lead to more self-mutilation. It doesn't stop there. That's the starter point.
That's exactly right.
And so if you have caught your kid in the process of cutting themselves in any way, take that very seriously. It means there is something wrong, and they need to deal with that.
So as a parent, you get to jump in, and sometimes you get to look a little crazy to your kid by saying, are you doing this? And sometimes you get to intervene. You get to stage intervention on your student's behalf and help them in ways that they can't really help themselves. And so if you suspect your student is cutting, take it seriously. It's an emotional cry for help me. I need something. I cannot get this out on my own. And find a place where you can do that. A trusted friend, a counselor, a pastor. Take them to a place where they can air these emotions that are causing them to hurt themselves so that, you know, in the long haul, they can have, you know, a steady, emotional, balanced place to be.
Want to be intentional about parenting and impacting teenagers? Millennial can help. Check out the many opportunities that Millennial Influence has to offer. Go to www.minfluence.com. We're glad to have had you with us today at My Podcast. Music provided by Josh Wilson. For Darren, Katie, and the entire Millennial staff, I'm Melinda Kitzmiller, helping you impact generations for generations.